Collingwood Today welcomes letters to the editor at erica@collingwoodtoday.ca or via the site. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to a letter regarding the Greenbelt, published August 24. Your letter writer misses the point concerning the current outrage over the Ford government's removal of land from the Greenbelt. The legitimate anger stems from Ford's promise to developers before he was elected that he would make chunks of that land available, donations to his party by those developers, and the fulfillment of his promise after stating unequivocally that his government would not alter the Greenbelt. I don't think anyone believed that the boundaries of the Greenbelt were immutable, but the process of change should have followed interactive and very public debate. Then, the relative necessity and negatives would have been obvious to everyone. Instead, we are looking at the distinct possibility of politicians soliciting and receiving money for favorable treatment. This is very disturbing and needs investigation by appropriate authorities. Glenn Morehouse, Washougal.